This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REALS. You guys see me hopping around. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. I know there's 3,000 other shows you could be watching tonight or listening to. And you've chosen this one. So I very much appreciate it. I really do. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on this week. A lot of stuff going on the last couple of days. And, you know, a president was giving a speech and in Florida. Actually, he was doing a rally, if you want to call it that. I mean, seriously. And again, some of my friends on the left, they have to prove. I mean, seriously. They have to prove that somehow he's paying people to show up. Right? Now, they never had this problem. I see I jumped right into this. They never had this problem when Obama, when... You know, they were busing people into rallies that they were actually Craigslist ads, make, you know, $15 an hour or whatever. Right? Some of the protests they were having, they were bringing people and busing people in. You never heard that on mainstream media, did you? No, really. I loved it. I think it's great. Like I said, the double standards is just great. There's so much going on. You know, the we're going to deal tonight, the first hour especially, with the hate that California has for Christians. And I'm dead serious. Actually, at this point, anything religious. I mean, Gavin Newsom, I mean, he is God. I mean, just ask him. He'll tell you. You know, there isn't anything. This is the scary part about the far-left Democrat Party. Everything they think, everything they do is righteous, real, and what we should be doing and thinking as human beings. Because they know what's best for us. I mean, you can see they know what's best for humanity. Just take a walk. Well, I don't know if you can walk through, but try going through San Francisco. Or Los Angeles, for that matter. Or Chicago. All wonderfully run states and cities and areas that are predominantly Democrat. Right? I mean, San Francisco, you can't walk. You better have thick shoes on to walk through there. That's how bad it is now. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of the, you know, we have Brad Dacus on with us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He'll be on with us after the first break. And some of his cases, some of his major cases, are all around this kind of thing. Where the state's trying to shut down Christian schools, right? Or Catholic schools. I mean, any organization, and this is what I think is really interesting, any organization that won't buy in 100% to the transgender lifestyle is the state of California will not do business with, will not allow to exist. It's just amazing to me. And it seems like that's all that matters. That's all they do in Sacramento. For the most part, they're passing laws against Trump. They're passing laws against heterosexuality. I think you could still use that term. I'm not sure. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about everything that they're pushing through. It's sex ed, and more sex ed. And then, I don't know. It's just, again, it's out of, Sacramento is out of control. I think I did the story the other night, but I want to touch on it again. I just want to touch on it. Because it's part of what's, it is part of what we've bought into, if you would. The transgender people claim that, oh yeah, I was going to do this with Xander. Transgender people claim that gays are transphobic for declining sex with them. Right? So, if a, and I tried to explain this before, but I couldn't. I mean, trying to anyway. If a transgender male, that means somebody who was born a female, that is now a male, or identifies as male, okay, is turned down by a gay person, by Xander, that means that Xander is now transphobic. Right? Because Xander is not accepting the transformation, the transgender person. So now you're going to force us, force people as to who they can have relationships and who they can't. Right? No, this is, do you understand how out of hand this is getting? Now you're a hater if you don't like. You're a hater if you don't agree. You're a Nazi, a phobe, a something. I've been saying this on this show for 10 years. This is your fault. You let them take the language. You let them take over the language. They're the ones that are defining what the meaning is. Do not let them. It is time we start to push back. And I don't mean physically, and you know that. When somebody says to you, oh, you're phobic, say, no, no, I just don't agree with you. What are you, truth phobic? I don't agree with you. That's okay. Matter of fact, it's healthy. One trans, oh, the bicycling, that's the other thing. It is disingenuous to say, just because you believe, okay, just because you feel that you're trapped in the wrong body, you're a male that you feel should be a female, and now you want to compete in sports when your frame, your muscle structure, your chemical makeup is different than that, and actually advantageous. And you think it's wrong for them not to want you in those races. My God, how disingenuous is that? And so much for holding up women in high esteem. I mean, I just love this. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Brad Dacus joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always to play. You know, what a great song to play in the middle of winter, right? You know, you're waiting for the beach girls to come running in and all that stuff. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution is basically what I'm saying to you. Look, I open up the show with California. My question is, does California hate Christians? I said they don't just hate Christians. They hate any kind of religious organization. I mean, seriously. When you think about everything that, you know, from churches who were trying to feed homeless people in parks, they weren't allowed to do that, right? Because they didn't know where the food was being prepared. I mean, these people in the parks are eating under garbage cans, and the state is worried about where churches are preparing the food to feed these people. I mean, let that sink in for a second. And these people, and you keep voting these people back in again. That's the other thing that's amazing to me. Right? And now we have one of the most emotionally beaten group that there is, victims of sex trafficking, women that are kids, actually, not just women, but kids that are being forced to have sex 10, 12, 15 times a day. And the state of California has said, oh, the Social Services Division, I mean, I'm sorry, these people, there is something wrong with these people. They won't issue a license to the children of the Immaculate Heart because of their, basically because of their religious beliefs. That's what it boils down to. And we've heard these kind of stories over and over and over again. The Children of the Immaculate Heart is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation. It runs out of San Diego. Their mission, check this out, our mission is to serve survivors of human trafficking and open the door to their restoration in Jesus Christ. We currently have housing and rehabilitation programs for adult women who are survivors of trafficking and have had children because of this. Now, that's just a short part of their whole, you know, of their whole mission statement. And yet the state of California sees them as a problem. Let me bring on Brad Dacus. Maybe he can help me figure this out. I have to be missing something here, Brad, don't I?
No, you've got it. I think what people need to understand is that the California Department of Social Services, has been taken over by a very radical, extreme leftist agenda. You know, they are wanting every entity, you know, helping the poor, whatever it may be, to be one that is totally willing to compromise their beliefs, their values, for their radical LGBTQ agenda. And I hate to even say those initials because I don't want this to sound partisan or political. There's so many people out there who are gay, who do have a kind, you know, who want to help these people. What we're talking here about is this political fringe, this radical group that has taken over the California Department of Social Services. You know, this is the same entity that is we are fighting in court to keep a Christian boarding school open that they're trying to shut down for the same reason, because of the Christian beliefs and teachings of a Christian boarding school. And the attitude is, we're going to shut them down, and we don't care what happens to the kids in the boarding school. We don't care what happens to these kids who have been victimized by sex traffickers. Because we have our agenda, and we want everyone to bow the knee to our agenda, or we won't let them serve anyone. That is the bottom line that we see taking place here. You know, it's a wonderful charity, this Catholic Hearts charity, and doing wonderful work. And you know, their doors, their places for living has been empty for 2 years. They pay $15,000 a month, and no one is there. And the reason they're not there is because the state of California says, we won't let you serve them because of your Christian beliefs.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. So because of this, over 5,000 victims have no place to go. 5,000 victims are back out there in the middle of this sex trafficking operation, or these operations, with no safe place. You know, we have to build safe spaces for kids on campus because they might hear something they don't like. But yet, forcing somebody to have sex 10, 12, 15 times a day is okay until you decide that you're willing to allow some of these people who want to have, hormone blocking shots. This shows
right.
you how far out of reality the California legislators are. And, you know, you don't have to say this. I will. The Democrats are in control of the state, so the Democrats are the ones that are loons, and you keep putting these people in place. So as some say to me about voting Republican, if you're voting for the Democrats that are running the state that won't allow these kids a safe place to go, then you are directly responsible for these young children being raped and being put in these situations. God bless.
I know. And we're not talking just about an entity. We're talking about children. And we're not just talking about a few children.
No.
We're talking
thousands.
About thousands of children who have been victimized in the most hideous way thinkable in modern society. And they're homeless. They need help. And the state of California refuses to allow this wonderful Catholic ministry to help them because they will not compromise and give them hormone shots to change their gender and other things, abortifacients, things that go clearly against the conscience of so many people of faith throughout the United States, including the Catholic Church.
Now, I want to keep driving this point home, though. These are sex trafficked girls. These are girls that are forced to have sex several times a day, okay? And I can't even imagine. This is the rape culture people that have been, the Me Too people, that have been screaming for years in our ear how much we have to protect women. And they obviously, the people that run this state, they obviously don't give a crap. What are their chances of winning this in court?
Well, I think that, you know, the state of California is, you know, as we've seen, like in a Christian boarding school case where we were able to stop them on Monday from shutting down the school. They keep overplaying their hand. I think they may be overplaying their hand here as well, because the reason and the only reason for not allowing these victimized people, young kids, to be helped and served is because of the beliefs, is because of the sincere beliefs of this wonderful nonprofit ministry. So because that's it, that's, I think that there's a good chance that this Catholic ministry will prevail.
Will prevail.
But I think what's important to note, though, the people we're talking about, these young people, are not young people who are just who've in the past have been sex trafficking, in the past have been sexually abused. My understanding, Joe, is that these young people, many of these young people, they're on the streets. This is happening to them
right now.
As we speak.
Yeah.
Right now as we speak. And it's because of the California Department of Social Services and those in Sacramento who are keeping them in power, because they're in power and they're in office.
Yeah, I don't want to let this go. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host.
Yes.
You listen to Real Side. Brad Dacus, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, will come back with us after the break. Explain this lunacy. This is just nuts. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Wintry weather continues to snarl holiday travel on a path that began Monday night in the Rockies and continues through Wednesday. Weather Service forecaster Jim Hayes.
We'll see winds gusting up to 35 to 45 miles per hour that could produce near blizzard conditions anywhere from Nebraska up through southern Minnesota into Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan. So in addition to the heavy snowfall, strong winds will cause near whiteout conditions.
Denver was hit hard. KCNC's Rick Salinger.
It is a mess here and only getting worse. Major interstate highways have been shut down from Denver to the Kansas and Nebraska borders. To the west, a rock slide in the mountains has halted traffic, and add to that a fatal accident. Flying out of here, forget it. Hundreds of flights have been canceled.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Hey. If you ever plan to motor west, stop at California. Do not keep going. I'll save you a lot of aggravation. I'll save you a lot of time, okay? Joe Mazzito, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look at, when they say that California is the land of fruits and nuts, it is not talking about what we're growing in the fields, okay? Seriously, this place is out of control. 5,000 young people. Or 5,000 women in total that are being, you know, sold or are stuck in the sex slave, sex trafficking world, can't get out of it right now because of the state of California. Because they're so concerned. They're so much more concerned with the possibility that one of these women might be transgender. One of these kids might be transgender and not get the right shots that they need. So we're going to throw the other 4,999 to the wolves. We're going to allow them to continue to be raped and sexually assaulted because if you don't get in line with their mindset, you know, of the sexual gender world, then you're wrong. You're bad. You see what I mean? So this is why when it comes to a liberal talking to me about the Me Too movement, I can't stop laughing. I go into almost an epileptic fit because I'm laughing so hard because you don't mean it. You guys really don't mean it. Let me bring in Brad Day because he's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And he, I don't know how he keeps his sanity. He has to deal with this stuff on a regular basis. Brad, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right, Brad. So, we know, I mean, these are the same group of nut jobs that stopped churches from feeding homeless people at parks because we don't know where those people in the church are cooking the food. These people were eating out of barrels. They were eating rancid food out of barrels because they were so hungry and were worried about where the church food is coming from. How did these people get control, Brad?
I know. It is disturbing. I know we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've defended people who are in the park ministries, wanting to share their food with people there who are homeless, who are poor, to love them, to reach out to them, and the city comes along. This happened in Corona. The city comes along and says, no, you can't do this. You can't, because you didn't know these people beforehand, did you? Okay, then you can't help them. You can only give food to people you know. Well, I'm like, what? I mean, did they not listen to the Good Samaritan story, you know? I mean, I'm just baffled by that audacious application of the law in a way that handicaps the ability for people to love and to care for others. It's just very, very twisted. And yet this is, this we're talking about people who are girls who have been, you know, victimized.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to be helped and served. The resources there on a massive scale to help them in significant material ways. And they're being denied because of their beliefs and unwillingness to compromise those beliefs and providing shots or in caring about and doing things that they, in good conscience, would see as being harmful and wrong and damaging to these young people, something that many in the secular society professionals would agree with. So that it would not be beneficial. But yet, because they don't sign off on this fringe agenda, extreme agenda, these kids right now, as we speak, are paying the price on the streets there in San Diego. And it's so disappointing this has not received more coverage in the media. And I'm so glad, Joe, you and your show, you pick up on these stories that are so relevant to the hearts and conscience of America that often just don't make it to the to other media. And I'm very glad you covered this.
Well, I appreciate it. It's funny. I won't give their name up, but I was talking to somebody who's affiliated with one of the major networks today, and we were talking about new shows, because that's what's coming up in January. A lot of these networks change their shows. And I said, how much, you know, they were kind of complaining that the audiences have dropped off on some conservative radio. And I said, because all you talk about is impeachment 24/7. You have three major people to start the day off, 3 hours each, and they're all beating up on impeachment. How many? There's other things happening in this world other than impeachment. This is one of them, right? I mean, there's things happening in Syria. There's Christians and Jews being persecuted all over the planet. Look at what's happening in Israel right now. But our most precious commodity, when the loons on the left, on the far left, come after guys like you and me, they always throw the kids at us. They always talk about how much damage we're doing to the kids, and look what we're teaching them, and look what we don't want them to have clean air or clean water. And you're saying, my God, look what's right in front of you with 5,000 of these kids, and what are you doing about it? Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I have to admit, I have watched less news recently. for the reason you just gave. I mean, I was tired of just sitting here listening to this impeachment stuff over and over again. Even on Fox, it was getting tiring, because I thought there's so much other things happening that are actually really relevant, that it's actually going to go someplace and have some real impact, as opposed to a fake facade of an impeachment hearing. With it's not going to go anywhere, probably, even at this point. So I think it's so important that people in society that we speak up and say, hey, you know, we want to look at relevant news impacting real lives of real people, and this is a real important one that needs to be talked about and covered more and more.
And the other thing that has to be noted, and it's sad that we even have to say it, is that just because we don't believe in a lifestyle, agree with a lifestyle, or think that you're doing something wrong, doesn't mean we hate those people. It simply means I think what you're doing is not right. Don't overthink this, right?
Well, also, actually, people who have those convictions, who don't want to compromise those convictions, those are people who really care. Because if I really believe that something is going to be harmful to someone, i.e., if they go down this path that they'll likely not see their 30th birthday, and likely because of depression commit suicide because they went down that path, which is what the studies show. If I really believe that, and I know that, then, and I care, I really love and care about people, I'm not going to just go ahead and give them the shots and play along, knowing that their road is a road of probable death and destruction and pain. So, you know, this Catholic Church ministry is not cold-hearted at all. They're loving. Their hearts are, they're giving.
Oh, yeah.
They care. And because they love, because they care, because they believe in right and wrong, but also because they care, they don't want to do something that they know in their hearts and believe in their hearts is wrong, something that many psychiatrists, including Johns Hopkins University, they don't do those procedures anymore because they say it doesn't help. In fact, if anything, it's harmful to people to go down that path of gender transition in most cases. So we need to salute them. We need to get behind the Catholic charity. And I'm just so glad that we're covering it. Hopefully they'll have the same justice that we at Pacific Justice Institute had defending the Christian boarding school earlier this week on Monday. Hopefully we're going to see that happen. But, we need more and more judges appointed to their courts that respect the Constitution, respect religious freedom, and hopefully the judge presiding in this matter will be one of those judges.
This is so, the sick part about this is, again, we're back to taking the rights away from parents. I mean, in California, you cannot... what is it called? Gender dysphoria. If a child wants to go or wants to go to a counselor, and maybe they're having same sex attraction and they want to go to a counselor, they can't. They can't go to a counselor to discuss that and maybe get help for it. Right.
Right. Oh, exactly. And we at Pacific Justice Institute have a case matter that we actually have taken on that I'm very pleased with. Dealing with a 16-year-old girl who was taken from her family because a psychiatrist found out that she was confused, and the psychiatrist said, well, this girl should have her gender changed. She needs to have her gender changed to become a boy. And the social worker investigated and found out that the Christian family said, no, we're not going to do that. We know that's not going to be good for our daughter, and we'll get her counseling, try to get her support and everything and love her, but we're not going to do that. Because they wouldn't agree to have her daughter cut on and injected with hormones to change her gender, because they wouldn't agree to that, the government took that 16-year-old girl away from that family. I am pleased to announce that we just prevailed this week in getting that girl back with that family, and we're working and going to fight hard to keep that girl from being taken by the government and then operated on and cut on and injected and changed her gender in a way that studies show will not be in her best interest, most likely.
Just this stuff just consistently amazes me how fast it grew and how fast it's become what it has become. All right, when we come back, I'm going to spring one on you. This is the kindergarten transgender ceremony. Is it now the norm in our schools? Seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You know, listen to Real Side. You know, seriously, I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us. Whether it's on the air in the chat room, you're texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation, being a part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Let me just bring him in because I don't want to waste his time. Brad Dacus joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And Brad, before we get into our conversation and then we forget and we run out of time, I want you to tell people what Pacific Justice Institute does, how they can help you. And people, he needs resources, right? They don't charge for their services. So, you know, if you can't be there, if you can't help, there are many ways that you can provide resources to them. Go ahead, Brad. It's all yours.
Yeah, thank you. We're a nonprofit legal organization, Pacific Justice Institute, and we have affiliate attorneys all across the country. We have 9 offices, and we do all of our work without charge, defending religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights for everyone, and the sanctity of human life for everyone. And that's what we do. We do it all without charge, and it's because of the nonprofit donations, the tax-deductible donations that many people in your audience provide our organization and to enable us to continue doing what we're doing. We have, right now, Joe, we have over 40 cases in active litigation as we speak. And one thing that makes us very unique is that we don't just take on the high-profile, big-game cases. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help. It's very unique, but where there's no organization like us in the country that does this. and is so broad in what we do and helping so many people. So if people want more information, they go to our website, they want to get our Legal Insider newsletter. It's easy. It keeps them updated every week on things like your show. It keeps them updated on things that they won't hear about in the media.
Oh, no.
And so we do that. And we have some other great resources, too, that I wanted to let people know about, like our 12 Steps to Protect Your Children from Social Workers, or CPS. That's right there on our website. Every family should have that. It's very, very important, it's very empowering. The other is our opt-out forms. We've customized them for all 50 states. So every state, it's been customized for the laws of that state, and they can download that, and it helps protect their kids if their children are enrolled in public schools or charter schools. It's very valuable, and I strongly recommend parents to download that, check the boxes, sign it, and send it to their kid's school.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a lot of good information on your website, which is why they have to go up there. Matter of fact, I even tell people, look, even if you don't have kids, you got grandkids, you got nieces and nephews. You know, you want to help out. You hear what they're saying, you hear your kids talk. Pay attention, lock in on what the little ones are saying, and you'll find out what they're learning in school. You know, one of the you and I were talking about this during the break, and it's an older story, but again, it brings it right back to what's going on in the education world and why you have to pay attention. So a kindergarten, you know, we're looking at what's going on now as early as kindergarten, right? So there was a transition ceremony, which is where a five-year-old boy became a girl. And this happened at the Rockland Academy Gateway kindergarten teacher. She gave a lesson on transgenderism. People, listen, in kindergarten, all right? I don't think she said, according to the story, now I don't know for sure, but I know, Brad, you have more information on this. She didn't send any notice home to the parents that she was going to teach this. Why? Because they believed this to be totally 100% normal. So therefore, if it's 100% normal, why do they have to send a note home? Right? And she read from the book, I Am Jazz and the Red Crayon? I mean, tell us about this case.
Yeah, it's really disturbing that, or the Princess Boy is another one that we believe was used. But it's really sad. This child, this little kindergartner it's a boy in the classroom, and this boy was instructed or told that the teacher was told that this boy wants to be treated like a girl now, and so the teacher, without any prior notice to the parents, okay, now there's their children in Rockland Academy, they're in Rockland, California, they went ahead and had the child, they read the story, had the child leave the room and go to the bathroom and get dressed up like a girl, then come back to the kindergarten class, this little child, and say, okay, let's welcome this girl into our classroom because this child is now a girl. Well, here's the rest of the story. See, none of the parents knew about this. And one parent found out because her daughter had gotten out of the bath, her hair was all wet, looked in the mirror, and she started crying. And the mother came and said, what's wrong?
I remember this. Yeah,
go ahead. She said, Mom, what if I'm really a boy? What if I become a boy? I don't want to be a boy, Mom. I want to be a girl. And that is the kind of torture that these little kids go through when they need to have a gender affirmation, not gender confusion, not gender doubting, not hesitation. That's not healthy. And so the mother explained to her, said, no, that's not every cell in your body is all unanimous genetically as to exactly who you are and that you're a girl. Every single cell in your body, that's who you are, and you'll always be a girl. That's how God made you. And then other parents found out word of mouth. Make a long story short, about a third of the parents pulled their children from that radical, insensitive charter school, Rockland Academy, there in the just near Roseville, Sacramento area of California. So, so parents, they spoke up, but the California Teachers Association, get this. Did they reprimand this teacher? Did they reprimand this kindergarten teacher for doing this stuff to these little children and without parents? You know, here's what they did. What they did that year, they decided, after this event, they decided to award her California Teacher of the Year. because that is how radical the California Teachers Association, the teachers union, has become in California and in many other states for that matter. That they have become arm in arm with a radical leftists who are trying to push this agenda at the expense of little innocent little children in kindergarten. Now, mind you, I'll say this, Joe. If children do have gender identity dysphoria or teenagers, they need love. They need compassion. We need to make sure they're not bullied and things like that. They're working through that. But if these kids are just simply left alone, at the elementary school level in particular, the overall majority, 70 to 85%, two different studies, say that these kids on their own will work it through and not have this dysphoria anymore when they enter into adolescence. So we need to be reasonable and responsible, not encouraging something that will result in a likely suicide before the age of 30.
You mean you're suggesting we don't do knee-jerk and we actually work things through and we actually think things through so we don't hurt these young people? You're actually suggesting that?
Right. And this little kindergartner, it was absolutely irresponsible for a child to be encouraged into an identity like this, a gender identity dysphoria, which, if it continues, will more likely than not result in that child being dead before the age of 30. That's not me talking. That's statistics.
Right.
And so that's how serious this condition actually is. People who have it have told me, I've talked to them, they say, they have, every day they have mental pain and confusion and things that they're having to deal with. They need love and compassion, but we also need to have love and compassion and not doing anything that in any way encourages a child, an innocent little child like this, to go down this path.
Well, I think we have a mutual friend, Walt Heyer,
yes,
who has been through this several, I lovingly refer to him as my double transgender friend. He went from male to female and back to male again. And it didn't fix it for him, and it doesn't fix it for hundreds of others. And God bless him, because now he's helping, hundreds of others with the issues that they're having. And they won't listen to him. They've abandoned him. He's not part of the team anymore. So now he doesn't count. This is just craziness. They wouldn't accept this in any other situation, in any other scenario, but they do in this one. This is just
right. Well,
me,
well, also in the as far as sexual orientation and community. I mean, people who you would say that they're ex-gay or ex-lesbian, they're treated like they don't even exist, which I think is very inhumane. We need to have mutual respect
right.
for people who are straight, who are gay, who are ex-gay. We need to have respect and compassion for everyone where they are in life. And yet it's really sad to see when you see someone who is an ex-transgender, ex-gay, in particular, treated like that. And we also, once again, need to have compassion for those who do have gender identity dysphoria. I talked to one. I told him, I said, look, I don't believe you just flipped a switch and decided to think or have these identity feelings. It's not something you just said, golly gee, I want to have these. And we need to have compassion for people who have this dysphoria. But we need that, because that compassion includes not encouraging the dysphoria with little children in kindergarten and elementary school and the like. It's just not compassionate.
No. And people don't realize something. As Christians, we're not supposed to shun them. We're supposed to love them as well. And
right.
But society is now, as you saw earlier in the earlier story, now it's got to the point where if you don't agree with somebody, if you don't believe in what they're doing, then you hate them. I just can't do that with you, or I can't be part of that group, but it doesn't mean I hate you. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, real quick, because we're running out of time, where do people find you? Where do people help? Where do they need to go for new stories and sign up for the newsletter?
You bet. And we have a $50,000 matching grant, cumulative matching grant, right now throughout this month and into January. Go to our website. It's pji.org. It's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org. PJI.org.
All right, Brad, doing great work. God bless. Thanks for everything you do. Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. Next up, Evan Say It. This is a scary place to be in the mind of Evan Say It. We'll talk more with him in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to the real side.